remark at the end of last hour, and it was based off Barstool Sports interviewing Sean McDermott, and it got into the conversation of who would beat up who in a fight. And I think if we're making the top five NFL head coaches, as always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. And I said, if we're looking for the top five coaches in the NFL based off fighting ability, Vrabel would have to be on it. McDermott would have to be on it. Dan Campbell, he would bite off your kneecap, so he's crazy, would have to be on it. And then I said Mike Tomlin. So those would be my top four. And then when I gave you a fifth one, the fifth one's tough. I saw a photo of Josh McDaniels today. He looked good. And he could stab you in the back. So maybe it's Josh McDaniels. But when we're finding that fifth one, I just got an excellent tweet here, Ryan. And this is from John on Twitter. He said, how about former NFL linebacker Ron Rivera? That's a good one, too. I know Ron's a little bit older, but I would not want to mess with Ron Rivera. So when we're looking for that fifth spot, I'll put Ron Rivera in the running. I'll ask you this, though, first, Hickey. If we're talking about fighting only, Vrabel, McDermott, Dan Campbell, Mike Tomlin have to be in the top five. There's only one spot up for grab, or do you disagree with me here on this?
I don't know about Mike Tomlin.
Oh, come on.
He's got those beady eyes that maybe, you know, will you know, crack you if you just look in his eyes, but I don't know, fighting ability. Like, feels like a nice guy.
That's fine, but I will say with Mike Tomlin, I think he could also, like, mentally mess with you. Like, really, he is so thorough when he speaks, and he scares me when he speaks because he could be talking about a simple play, and he makes it sound like he's a military sergeant. He'd be a great military leader, Mike Tomlin.
You know, I think we should sub out Mike Tomlin for, how about Nick Sirianni? You see the pipes he's got? He now, look, he wears like a child's polo.
Stop it. We have five spots. I only gave you four.
Right.
You're telling me you would swap out Mike Tomlin for Nick Sirianni, who's giving you flower analogies a year ago? That's not a tough guy.
That's a tough guy.
He's got big arms.
That's an extra tough guy when you're giving soft analogies.
What is he going to do? Oh, rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. Oh, all right, I won. Let me kick your ass. Stop.
I think he would lay down the law in a, you know, Royal Rumble-esque, you know, chairs and ladder, you know, chair and ladder match.
He could have dumb guy
shoots
strength.
Shoots and ladders, I should say. Excuse me.
He could have dumb guy strength. Sirianni.
That's a guy I'm not messing with. He was ready to go over there and fight Robert Saleh, which, by the way, have we both missed Robert Saleh?
Oh my God! Huge,
you know,
sorry.
Bad jab by us.
Sorry. McDaniels, throw to the curb. Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh is a guy I am not messing with.
Oh, Robert Saleh has to be in the top five. Actually, Robert Saleh would be before Mike Tomlin.
100% agree.
Okay. So now I have Vrabel, McDermott. This is just to win a fight. Vrabel, McDermott, Dan Campbell, Robert Saleh, and Mike Tomlin. You made a good point. I'm not going to put him in the top five, but Sirianni, when he's ready to mother bleep Robert Saleh, and he was just going after him for the hit on Jalen Hurts, that was, I will say, Sirianni tougher than what I thought. All right, let's go through the rest of the coaches. Just give me a yes or no under consideration. Mike McDaniel, no way, right?
No. No.
Bill Belichick? He's with Dana White today. Just got a championship belt in the UFC headquarters.
Too old.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Nathaniel Hackett.
Yes, that's a guy I was going to say. I think he's under the radar with his enthusiasm. I think he would be the Energizer Bunny and like would get punched and just keep on coming back for more.
Yeah, he kind of looks a little bit like Sean McDermott, too.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah, okay. So we could consider Nathaniel Hackett. And then you could compile your top five, and then I'll give you my top five. So he will be in the running, Nathaniel Hackett. McDaniels, we talked about. Andy Reid.
Too old.
No, revolting blob.
Too old. Him and Bill Belichick.
The senior tour. Brandon Staley?
Too scrawny.
Too scrawny?
He's small. He's like Mike McDaniel build.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was more muscular.
And he rolls up his sleeves so you see the forearms. The forearms are nothing. I mean, they're like my forearms, and that's not saying much.
Yeah, you guys kind of do look similar.
Which, by the way, I mean, if you're going to roll up the sleeves, just wear a short sleeve shirt. Nothing drives you crazier than that.
Harbaugh?
Interesting.
You got to put him in the running.
Interesting. A little small, though. How big is Mike Tomlin? Do we know? size-wise?
I don't know, but Mike Tomlin.
I'm just curious.
Dude, he's got to be in the top five.
Like, is he 6'4"? I reconsider. I feel like he's like 6 foot.
No, he's not 6'4". They list his height. They don't. Isn't that weird?
Bad job. Let's go. We need heights and weights on every single
Mike
NFL
Tomlin
coach.
Mike Tomlin height. Let's see. Mike Tomlin height and weight.
I would say like six in the sixes. 6'6", 6'1".
Now, this is popularnetworth.com, which tells me my net worth is $5 million a year, which it's not. So take it with a grain of salt. It says Mike Tomlin's 5'8".
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't. That's like saying Samter's like 6'2". We just know it's not.
Because remember, he's standing next to NFL players that are 6'6". So
Zach Taylor?
No, absolutely not. That guy's run into a
Lovie Smith?
Crying. Too old.
Yeah, if he was like 20 years ago, especially with that beard, I would probably take him. Frank Reich? No.
No.
Guy can't even win his division. How could he win a fight?
Him, Mike McDaniel, Brandon Staley.
Doug Peterson,
lightweight division.
Vrabel, obviously, we talked about.
Oh, yeah. That might be number one.
Mike McCarthy? No, not with those man boobs. Brian Daboll? Outside looking in.
I guess he was a scrapper.
Outside looking in.
Underrated.
Rivera, Sirianni, we talked about. Here's probably the weakest division when it comes to if the coach had to win a fight. How about the pretty boy division? Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury, and Kyle Shanahan. Pete Carroll, if he was younger, I would take Pete. I think Pete could do some damage back in his day, and he's a high-energy guy still. Isn't that probably the weakest division when it comes to coaches fighting?
Yeah, I mean, those are... Sean McVay is short. Kyle Shanahan's tall and lanky.
That's your Abercrombie and Fitch division.
Cliff is just that guy's running away. He's forfeiting before a punch is being thrown to his face.
NFC North, Eberflus.
You know, that's a guy when we talk about I can feel he.
Does anyone know what he looks like?
Some psycho in him.
Does anyone know what Matt Eberflus looks like?
Yeah, of course. He has a slick back hair, gray hair, skinny. You know, a normal size.
He looks
like
build. He could be a boxing trainer, Matt Eberflus. I just saw a photo of him.
I think there is a little bit of craziness in him where, like, he would, if you sleep on him, I think he could maybe make an upset or two.
Matt LaFleur, Kevin O'Connell, no pretty boy.
Chance. I mean, Matt LaFleur gets his eyebrows done once a week. Let's, come on.
What's wrong getting your eyebrows done?
Pretty boy, right?
You know, people think I get my eyebrows done. I've never got my eyebrows done in my life.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's the lighting in this studio, because Ariel just sent me a photo of us together when she was in here earlier, Ariel Epstein, and I look like a wax figure. I don't know if it's the lighting, but people think I get my eyebrows done. I don't.
Interesting.
So when you said that just kind of...
Sparked a thought.
Yeah, hit a nerve with me. Kevin O'Connell?
No.
And we talked about Dan Campbell, obviously. Oh. Arthur Smith?
No. Nicolas Cage.
If we were doing a beer chugging competition... I think Arthur Smith would be a good beer chugger. Matt Rhule, I love Matt, but no.
No.
Dennis Allen, he kind of looks like a jerk.
He is the big unknown. I honestly was thinking about him in consideration. He's young-ish. He looks like he's in pretty good. He looks like he's fit.
He's 49.
Right, he's in pretty good shape.
He looks like he's got a strong jaw, too.
Also, guys that wear visors, usually that's, you know, I would say more times than not, it's a tougher guy move.
The douchey move.
I agree, but you gotta you do that knowing you can back it up if things escalate to a certain level.
Also, I'm surprised you're not a visor guy.
That's not
me calling you a douche. But I think with
frat boy
the hair that you have, I was in a frat. I didn't wear a visor, but I think with the hair that you have, you could pull off a very good visor.
No, I like keep my hair out or wearing. Yeah, you know, I can't rock the visor.
And Todd Bowles?
No.
I think he could be like a silent guy. Silent killer.
Talk you to death.
He's very quiet. But it wouldn't surprise me if he a former football player. He's Temple tough, too.
Oh, here we go.
Temple made, Temple proud.
The only way he gets you, because he talks so low, like just very monotone.
What did you say?
Come closer.
And then you get popped right in the face.
Like right in the ear hole, because you got to basically be, you know, an inch away from him to hear what he's saying.
All right, so let's rank these. Is Vrabel one?
Yes.
Campbell, too?
Yes.
Even though I don't know the specifics of it, but Sean McDermott was a big-time wrestler.
Too small.
Sean McDermott wrestling career. Let's just see how big of a career this was. During his time at LaSalle College High School, just outside Philadelphia, McDermott was a wrestling superstar. Where is this from? This is from Fox Sports, racking up back-to-back national prep titles with a record of 61-0 while surrendering just one takedown. Uh-oh. I think that now Mike Vrabel would cut his you-know-what off, his Johnson off, to win a Super Bowl as a head coach. That's just a level of craziness that I can't deny. So Vrabel's one. I would go Sean McDermott, too.
But just as a reminder, I mean, we're thinking, you know, a classic schoolyard brawl, right? This is not a, hey, get in the ring for 7 minutes here and wrestle. If you, is Sean, I'll ask you this. Sean McDermott may have the wrestling advantage. Is he tackling Dan Campbell to the ground? Is he getting Mike Vrabel on his back?
He could take him down. So. I know they're on the same weight class, but I think he could take him down.
I think Mike Vrabel would just kick his knee and get him off.
So Vrabel, McDermott, though, Campbell have to be in the top three. Robert Saleh then in at number four?
I would say Saleh three.
Okay. Oh.
McDermott four.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm going to go beef at the top.
Saleh could be the guy that has the looks of a fighter. And coach, I would not fight you. You'd kick my ass in a second. So let me just preface that before I say this comment. He could be the guy that really looks like he'd be a great fighter and maybe doesn't have the technique.
He runs bleachers before the game. I think he knows what he's doing.
Matt Rhule runs sprints before games. Is he winning a fight? He runs with the first teams in Carolina.
Well, okay.
It's not a good argument there.
No. Well, Matt Rhule's physique is not like Robert Saleh's physique.
Hey, watch it. That's our guy. We're a Matt Rhule show here.
I know. I like Matt Rhule. I was trying to think of it. And he's a Penn Stater, so I love Matt Rhule.
Penn State.
State College.
And then finally, I go Mike Tomlin in the fifth spot. Now, we threw out a bunch of names. Dennis Allen, Nathaniel Hackett, Ron Rivera.
Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni. Is that your fifth?
Probably.
Wow, Sirianni.
Yeah.
From flower analogies, maybe getting fired his first year, making the playoffs, and now a top five coach that would drop the gloves and you would want on your team.
Schmedium, polo, and a visor. I'm not messing with that.
So I'm going Vrabel 1, McDermott 2, Dan Campbell 3, Robert Saleh 4, and Mike Tomlin 5. Your 5, just give me the order.
Vrabel.
Okay.
Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Saleh. We'll go McDermott 4. I like the technical skills. That's definitely going to win
most
fights.
Here's the thing, though. I think you hate Sean McDermott.
And
last year you said he wasn't
Sirianni
a, last 5. Year you said Frank Reich was a better coach. You're wrong on that. I think you have some animosity for
I don't have
Sean
animosity
McDermott.
Towards. I'm putting him in the top 5. His stature does not match the other 4 in the top 5 for sure.
Yeah, I can't put Sirianni in front of Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin would. Hey, he'd kick your ass. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, 95%. Well, 75% of these guys would kick my ass.
75. If there's one NFL head coach you think you could beat in a fight.
I think there's a few.
A few.
You're laughing. I'd beat up Bill Belichick. You think I would not?
Bill Belichick's
Pete
man
Carroll's 71 years old.
Yeah, his energy would kill you. You're a scrawny
Andy Reid, I would run in circles.
No, he'd sit on you.
Cliff Kingsbury would run out of the ring before I even get in.
No, you guys are like two pretty boys.
Matt LaFleur, probably same thing. Who else?
No.
I'm afraid of Kyle Shanahan, so he would probably win.
You're afraid of Kyle Shanahan?
Who else is?
Why are you afraid of Kyle Shanahan?
I think that guy's a psychopath.
Kyle Shanahan?
Like, in a good way. Like, I think he gets in the ring, like, he's not leaving until, like, someone is dead.
You're not beating up any NFL.
Kevin Stefanski, I could definitely beat up.
Matt Patricia would beat you up in a fight if he was still
Stop.
Head coach.
Stop.
Joe Judge would just take in, you know.
Who's the weakest? Kevin Stefanski
would
strong.
Sit on you.
Mike McDaniel, I could take.
Kevin Stefanski's actually not a bad one. Not that you'd beat him. I think Kevin Stefanski was one that we kind of overlooked here.
No.
Dude, the guy's jacked. And he's got a good beard, too.
Good beard. How's that going to... Is that going to help absorb a punch to the chin?
He's got a tough guy beard. Like, you have a beard, I don't look at you as a tough guy.
His
the
beard is great.
He has a tough guy beard.
More filled in than mine, for sure. Congrats on the hair follicle growth.
It is a Zach Gilb show on CBS Sports Radio. So, McDermott thinks he could beat up every coach in the NFL, according to Barstool Sports. I'm going Vrabel, McDermott, Campbell, Saleh, and Mike Tomlin in that order. Take a break when we come on back. Talking about a tough guy. Former NFL fullback. It's first and goal. We have 5 teams remaining. We have to preview the Chargers today. We'll chop it up for 4 downs with Lorenzo Neal.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have 4 downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
Five teams remaining as we preview all 32 teams. As we get you set for the NFL season is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And you can think of O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's now time to preview the Chargers, and we do so with a former member of the Chargers, a great NFL fullback, and that's Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo, how you been, my friend? Do we have Lorenzo?
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Doing great, Lorenzo. Great to have you. I got to start you off when we talk about the Chargers. It all starts with Brandon Staley, and people are wondering what he's going to do in year number two. Where's your confidence level with the aggressive style that Brandon Staley does present calling the plays?
Do you know what, guys? I had a chance last week to sit with Brandon Staley and sit with him and talk to him about just who he is as a person, as a man, young coach in the National Football League, one of the youngest coaches. You're like, okay, so who are you? What makes you different in your second year? Why did the Spanos go out and hedge the team? Turnover, you know, you have your child, your daughter, your son, and you don't necessarily give them a Mercedes right away. You start off with a Yugo or an Acura or something a little less expensive because you think they're going to go through some bumps, right? But when you look at Staley and look at who he is and what coach's tree he came from, McVay, and think about the Rams, and why did Chargers make that move? I think they made a great move. I understand a lot of people last year, they had a lot of concerns about going on a fourth down and one and fourth and two, and he gambled. And it's Riverboat Ron. You're like, okay, what is he doing? How could this guy go? I'm telling you, Staley did those things, in my opinion, because he knew his defense and he knew his special teams. He knew they weren't good enough, but he knew his offense was good enough. I think that's why a lot of criticism, and I think that's why a lot of people are like, what is he doing in all these situations that he did? He should have punted. He should have did that. I talked to the guy. I like him a lot. He's a football coach. He's a football guy. I like what he's doing with this Charger organization. And I'm telling you guys, it's two teams. In my opinion, there's two teams in the AFC. Mark this down. You heard it here first. There's two teams in the AFC that I love, and I like them. I love them a lot. And it's the Chargers and the Buffalo Bills. Those are the two teams, in Lorenzo Neal's opinion, that's going to be in the Super Bowl this year.
I think he could add some other teams, but I do like the Chargers pick a lot. Obviously, Buffalo, it speaks for itself of what they've been able to do. I just want to get back to Staley. If you were a player on that team, and he's aggressive, so that means he believes in the offense when he's going for all of it. And I lived it in Philadelphia when Doug Peterson was there. The first year people thought he was a bozo. The next year he wins a Super Bowl. Would you be all in on this philosophy, or would you say, Coach, let's be a little bit more intelligent?
Well, it's not about intelligence, guys. You got to know X's and O's. And so when you look at a football team, you think about what do they do? You were number last team in the league in defense and far as run stop. You had Joey Bosa. You got the older brother of Nicky Bosa, San Fran. And you said, okay, look, my pass rusher is not on the field. My defense is hurt. So I'm beat up team. So am I going to put my defense out there on the field when I know that my defense has been a sieve? Let's be honest, guys. The defense wasn't that good last year. So when people say, oh, what is this coach doing? Oh, this coach don't know what he's doing. The only reason he did that because he didn't trust the defense. And think about when he did trust the defense, or he said, let's punt it. Think about the teams that scored. Look at the Raiders. Look at the teams that they played and they lost to. Special teams, off defense. Offense counts as a third, guys. Defense counts as a third, and so does special teams. And if you look at the special teams, you look at the defense, I'm just going to tell you guys, be candid with you, they weren't that good last year. They weren't that good.
Let's get to the next down. Lorenzo Neal here with us. I do agree with you. I didn't really kill him for the timeout.
I'm fired up right now, guys. You guys got me fired up.
I do agree with you because I didn't kill him for the timeout. The reason they made that timeout in the Raiders game was they wanted to adjust their defense. And you're right. The run defense was horrible. And they still allowed all those yards. They made some moves in this offseason. I know J.C. Jackson's hurt, but they bring him in. Khalil Mack as well. You have Derwin James now signed up long-term. Joey Bosa's there. What do you think this defense can be this year, Lorenzo Neal?
Without a doubt. Barring an injury, this Chargers defense is a top 10, top 12 defense, bar none. Barring injuries, if the guys are healthy and guys are stay healthy, I'm telling you, I believe this team is a top 10, top 12 at the worst because the guys that you have. Let me tell you, Staley, when you talk to him, you talk to the guy and understand what he wants good guys. Go look at this team and see. They got good guys. The Chargers have good guys. At the organization, I know Dean, I know the Spanos very well. Played there in the Chargers organization. This team gets good guys. They got a bunch of good guys that understand what it's like to compete. They understand what it's like to win. And I'm telling you right now, I believe that this Charger team, of course, you look at the round, and I like the Raiders too. If you look at the Raiders, I like Buffalo. I love them a lot. But I'm not sold on Kansas City. I know everyone's talking about Mahomes, and Mahomes is a great quarterback. He lost Tyreek. You can double Kelce now. Who's going to stretch the field? I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be what everyone believes they're going to be. To me, I look at the Raiders. They're a good team. But the Chargers, in my opinion, barring injuries, with the defense that they put in established, the offense that they have, and the special teams that they're going to get together, I think this Charger team is going to be a team to reckon with.
I think they're going to win the AFC West this year, the Chargers. But how do you order it 1 through 4? You put the Chargers in that one spot, then who's 2, 3, and 4 in the AFC West?
Yeah, with me, I got the Chargers number 1. I got the Raiders number 2. And guess what? 3 and 4, I can't tell you. That's how I think Colts is going to be between Kansas City and Denver Broncos. Kansas City is going to take a huge step back, guys. I'm telling you right now, they will. People might think, oh, no, Kansas City, Mahomes. Let me tell you something. You got a quarterback, then you got a franchise. I get that. I understand the quarterback makes your team go. But I'm going to tell you right now, he lost a guy who really, really is a chain mover and a game changer in Tyreek. When you don't have a guy, the cheetah, anymore on your team, it's going to be difficult to stretch the field and do the things, because we know that Travis Kelce, when you think about him, he's a chain mover, but is he a game changer? Can he take the ball, a 5-yard hitch, and take it 90? He has at times, but is that likely that he's going to do that? When you look at what he lost in Tyreek, who can stretch the field, but you got to take safety over the top, so you can't necessarily double certain guys. I think you lost a huge weapon for Mahomes, and Mahomes will have to do a lot of things with his legs to get out of trouble, because if he doesn't, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a long season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I hear the sirens in the background. Is that the alert?
Fire, baby.
Is that an alert for the hot take of you maybe saying, Lorenzo Neal, that the Chiefs could miss the playoffs this year?
Listen, guys, if you love me now, you're going to love me later. Because let me tell you right now, the Kansas City Chiefs could miss the playoffs. Let me tell you, you heard it here first. Guys, call me in a couple weeks. Let me know what you're thinking after I tell you this. Let me tell you, Mahomes is going to have to play his best football of his career. If he plays average, if he plays like he did last year, which is a good year, they're not getting in. You look at the Raiders. The Raiders went out and they went out and took one of the best receivers in the league. If you look at the Raiders, they almost beat the Cincinnati Bengals. You think about the Raiders, who they have and what they have, what the coaching staff. One of the biggest things the Raiders did, guys, and what made them horrible is because they always self-inflicted wounds, offsides, holding, penalties, all those things. But now they have an organization, I think, is going to cut down on that. The Raiders will take second in this conference. I'll bet it. Go to Vegas, put it on the line. I'm telling you right now, Kansas City, guys, they're in trouble.
Wow. How about that? Lorenzo Neal here with us. Let's get to the next down. So I love Justin Herbert. What do you want to see him do this year? How does he take that next step this season? Because he's been remarkable the first 2 years.
Yeah, he really has. You look at Justin Herbert, this young man, he's a quarterback that you love. A lot of organizations would love to build around him. A lot of organizations missed on this guy. He has it. I would like him to just calm down. I'd like him not to try to get it on every down. I like him to take what the defense gives him and be a little bit more patient. I like Justin Herbert to say, you know what, we can punt on fourth down because our defense are going to stop people and we're going to have an opportunity to get the ball back. I like him to take a page back and understand that Staley would tell him, hey, look, we don't need you to throw the home run on every down. We don't need you to make plays on with your feet every down. We're okay. We're a good enough team this year that we can punt the ball and we're going to get the ball back. That's what I'd like to see from Justin Herbert. I'd like him to take a step back and just be consistent. And don't try to win on every single down.
Let's get to the final down. You would love to play and be a teammate with Austin Ekeler, right? It would be so fun to see you two in the backfield.
Oh, without a doubt, baby. Oh, my God. I would tell Austin, hey, I saw Austin Ekeler the other day when I came down there to the Chargers camp. You know what I told that young man? I said, I wish I could play with you, son. I wish I could roll back and roll back the clock. And he said, What would you do? What would make it different? Me and Arthur Hightower. So I would tell you one thing, son. I would say, get on my hip and don't dip. I said, but when I dip, you do. When I move, you move just like that. When I move, you move just like that. I like the young man. He has it. He's not the biggest. He's not the strongest. He's not the fastest. But you don't never see that guy take big shots. He understands the importance of getting down. He understands how to shift his body, not take big hits. Watch the guy run. Like him. Love him. Student of the game, and he wants to be great.
Anything concern you about this team?
Yeah, special teams, guys. I'm telling you, I started about saying offense counts as a third, defense counts as a third, and special teams counts as a third. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Chargers play special teams, it was horrible. I think this Charger team has to get better on special teams. You went out and you brought a new coach in. You look at the teams that this team, you look at the teams that they lost to, you look at the teams that they lost to this year, last season. Look how many things, look how many times special teams caused them ball games. Special teams is going to have to be better, and they're going to have to make sure they're good against the run, because you can't have Khalil Mack every down, first, second, third down. You have to win on first and second down. So they got to get better on defense, and they got to get better on special teams.
Last thing I'll ask you, Lorenzo Neal. There would be a fan out there that would maybe say this and just walk up to you and go, Lorenzo, I hear what you're saying about the Chargers. They had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, in your opinion. You think they're going to win the AFC West. But there's always that saying, the same old Chargers. Why is this team different? Why won't this be the same old Chargers? What do you say to that fan?
Yeah, I think that that's fair by the fan to say that. I think that's fair by the fans. You look at last year, you know, broke your heart, didn't let you in. I think the difference is, I think Staley understood that he has these players believing in themselves, and they have some belief in them that the team is bigger than them. I think you went out and got the right veterans and right type of guys. You turned the keys over to him. You know, Herbert, who's a young guy, and he had to lead this team. Now you went out and got Khalil Mack. You went out and got a cornerback. You went out and got different guys that you went out and brought in, veteran guys, that this young man doesn't have to necessarily carry the load. So I think this team is going to be a lot more seasoned. It's going to be a lot more veteran presence, and they're going to understand that. And they understand winning is an attitude just like losing is an attitude, and we don't have to win on every single down. We just have to be consistent on every single down.
Lorenzo Neal, always appreciate the time and the energy and the perspective. Thanks so much.
I'm fired up, boys. You got me ready to come at it for the game.
You got it. Love it. There is Lorenzo Neal joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's react to what he just said about the Kansas City Chiefs on the other side. Can Kansas City miss the playoffs this year? We'll get to that on the other side.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We may have to call the fireman because, holy crap, some hot takes being spewed by former NFL fullback Lorenzo Neal. He just joined us in the last segment. And usually we won't play a portion of an interview from something that just aired 15 minutes ago, unless if it was explosive. And Hickey, you could be the judge of this. You pretty much control if the audio gets played. I think you're going to go out on a limb and say that was pretty explosive by one Lorenzo Neal, right?
That was a hot take.
And you are the expert of the hot takes, you being hot
no,
take Hickey.
No, no.
Yes, you are. You're the keeper of the hot takes. So you know what is a hot take, you being hot take Hickey. Let's hear Lorenzo Neal. It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And right on cue, you'll hear the sirens in the background. We weren't playing that. I don't know where the heck he was, but there were sirens going off in the background. This is Lorenzo Neal talking about the Kansas City. How about those Chiefs? I think they're going to win the AFC West this year, the Chargers. But how do you order it 1 through 4? You put the Chargers in that one spot, then who's 2, 3, and 4 in the AFC West?
Yeah, with me, I got the Chargers number 1. I got the Raiders number 2. And guess what? 3 and 4, I can't tell you. That's how I think Colts is going to be between Kansas City and Denver Broncos. Kansas City is going to take a huge step back, guys. I'm telling you right now, they will. People might think, oh, no, Kansas City, Mahomes. Let me tell you something. You got a quarterback, then you got a franchise. I get that. I understand the quarterback makes your team go. But I'm going to tell you right now, he lost a guy who really, really is a chain mover and a game changer in Kyrie. When you don't have a guy, the cheetah anymore on your team, it's going to be difficult to stretch the field and do the things, because we know that Travis Kelce, when you think about him, he's a chain mover, but is he a game changer? Can he take the ball, a 5-yard hitch, and take it 90? He has at times, but is that likely that he's going to do that? When you look at what he lost in Kyrie, who can stretch the field, where you got to take safety over the top, so you can't necessarily double certain guys. I think you lost a huge weapon for Mahomes, and Mahomes will have to do a lot of things with his legs to get out of trouble, because if he doesn't, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a long season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I hear the sirens in the background. Is that the alert?
Fire, baby.
Is that an alert for the hot take of you maybe saying, Lorenzo Neal, that the Chiefs could miss the playoffs this year?
Listen, guys, trust me, if you love me now, you're going to love me later. Because let me tell you right now, the Kansas City Chiefs could miss the playoffs. Let me tell you, you heard it here first. Guys, call me in a couple weeks. Let me know what you're thinking after I tell you this. Let me tell you, Mahomes is going to have to play his best football of his career. If he plays average, if he plays like he did last year, which is a good year, they're not getting in. You look at the Raiders. The Raiders went out and they went out and got it. They went out and took one of the best receivers in the league. If you look at the Raiders, they almost beat the Cincinnati Bengals. You think about the Raiders, who they have and what they have, what the coaching staff. One of the biggest things the Raiders did, guys, and what made them horrible is because they always self-inflicted wounds, offsides, holding, penalties, all those things. But now they have an organization, I think, is going to cut down on that. The Raiders will take second in this conference. I'll bet it. Go to Vegas, put it on the line. I'm telling you right now, Kansas City, guys, they're in trouble.
I think he meant second in the division, because earlier he was talking about the Bills and the Chargers, the only two teams he could see in the AFC. So I'll help him out there and make a little correction to his statement and give him the benefit of the doubt. Hickey, I could understand people being a little bit down on Kansas City. I opened up the show saying for the first time in the Mahomes era, there's been some negativity directed towards the way of Kansas City in terms of what the product's going to be. I can't say that they're going to miss the playoffs. They're still going to win 11, 12 games. They're going to be a team that's going to be one of the seven best teams in the AFC. I have a tough time, even though I'm not picking them to win the division, I have a tough time seeing them missing the playoffs outright.
I agree with the runs, O'Neal. They'll miss the playoffs if Patrick Mahomes out for the whole year.
Oh, okay.
If Andy Reid retires.
I was about to alert the authorities and go, hot take, Hickey alert. Hot take, Hickey alert.
Maybe
he's
Travis
on fire.
Kelce wants out and gets out, unlike Kevin Durant.
I will say this. Ever since you've gotten a weekly show here, I'm sensing a little bit more of a personality from you. I think in the weekend overnight, you're like a peacock. And you were screaming just to get a shift. I'm a peacock. I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. And now you're flying a little bit. And I've sensed some humor from you the last few weeks. I thought you were serious at first, and then I was the joke over the head emoji, and you followed it up with your statement to make it clear that it was a joke. That was a good job out of you.
We're trying. It's a conscious effort. Thank you, Zach. One in a million.
I always say this. Personality is the most important trait to have if you're a talk show host. You could be the most intelligent guy in the room and say, oh, I know this stat about this guy, and I know this stat from 1936, blah, 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 blah. Means nothing if you can't keep an audience there. Means nothing if you don't have a little passion and some personality. I'm starting to sense some personality from someone that used to be very dull and very pedestrian and hot take Hickey. I don't know where this
dull
personality
and pedestrian
came from.
Is very harsh and very untrue.
Oh, what you think used to be fun and entertaining wasn't fun and entertaining. Now I don't want to say you're becoming fun, but you're becoming slightly entertaining. That's a compliment.
I've always had it.
Just say thank you, sir. May I have another?
I'm just unbottling it now, so you're welcome.
I'll take Hickey exposed now. You're starting to just fire off all these takes with a little personality, a little edge. What are you going to do? Start attacking Jim Romex and DA and go after Perloff?
I like all three.
You're just taking the flamethrowers down and just chucking them all around.
Me and Perloff are bonding. I'm going to give him some good Ireland advice. He wants to go next year. He said, I'll be his tour guide.
You and Perloff are starting to develop a little bit of a relationship. I think it started from that flight back from Vegas. You guys were sitting right next to each other on the plane and talking.
Where we said, as soon as the wheels went up, we said probably three words, if that.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's I think the best way to fly.
So I was
silence.
I was six rows behind you guys, like all left alone, and oh look at me, it's so boring here. I don't even know the people sitting next to me. So maybe this was just, I don't want to say jealousy, but maybe it was just a little bit of me feeling like I was left out of the conversation just with the way that I was seated six rows behind you. You would think CBS Sports Radio would have me in first class with the big superstar radio program that we have, and Perloff too. But the two of you were right next to each other, and I felt a little lonely. I thought I was missing out a lot. I felt like every time I picked up my head, you guys were having a loquacious chat.
Pre-flight, absolutely, but you can't be the guy talking once the flight leaves the air, leaves the ground.
Got a good story for you. I don't know if it's a good story, but it's a funny story. I don't know if it's actually even funny. It was an interesting story.
Holy cow. I like it. Undersell, over-deliver. This story is not going to be funny. It's going to be very boring, so let's hear it.
Story's going to be great. Actually, it's going to suck. So I'm on the plane coming back from Florida.
And Monday.
Monday. Announcement made. Everyone, if you could look around the seat near you, the seat in front of you, seat behind you, next to you, there is a wedding ring that has been lost on the plane. There's a man who has lost his wedding ring. If you find it, please press the button above you and inform a flight attendant. Please note his wife is sleeping right now. When they said the wife is sleeping, I started to lose it. I was laughing out loud because could you imagine when the wife wakes up? Do you tell your wife, hey, honey, I can't find their wedding ring. And then when we landed, they made the announcement again. If you could look around and see if you find that wedding ring, that would be greatly appreciated. This guy, I don't think he ever found his wedding ring. He lost it on the plane.
Do you think he actually lost on the plane or lost it before getting on the plane? That's pretty hard to lose it on the plane and not know where you dropped it, right?
Unless if it fell in the seat and then it was, once something goes into the crack of the seat, it sometimes is difficult to find. I've had things go into the couch and then you're tearing apart all the cushions and everything and you still can't find them. That's happened before.
Well, I guess that's one of two things. Either he's losing weight, which is a good thing, or the ring was bought the wrong size.
Or he'll get a new ring. It'll just probably be from a new wife whenever his wife woke up. My dad just recently lost his wedding ring. When we were down at the shore on a family vacation, he could not find his wedding ring. He thought he had it on his hand one night, woke up, couldn't find the wedding ring.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he still has not found it. So he's in the doghouse.
Maybe that's why you go with the rubber ones. If you lose it,
easily
not a big deal.
True.
Probably a little stickier, so it'll stay in your fingers a little more.
It's a bigger deal if the woman loses her wedding ring.
100%.
Because it's a much nicer ring.
I'm losing it.
Engagement. Yeah, you have two. Engagement and the wedding ring.
Yeah.
And the engagement's usually nicer.
Oh, yeah.
Have you started to explore engagement rings, by the way?
No, I have not.
Not yet?
No.
You may have to ask for a raise when you do that.
Well, that's also part of it, you know.
You remember yesterday, big tough guy, oh, you know, maybe $500,000. $500,000.
That's right, 500K. That will pay for a wedding ring.
To go eat use a hot dog as a straw and a beer. When you're getting ready to get engaged to Lolly, you go, oh, yeah, Spike, actually, you're right. I'll take 10 grand.
That's all right. I'll wait the extra time and have my dignity with me.
All right, not to bury the lead. Chiefs missing the playoffs. How much of a percentage of chance do you give the Chiefs to miss the playoffs?
I'll say 5% on the off chance like Mahomes gets hurt.
How about Lorenzo Neal? Just taking it to the Kansas City Chiefs. So they could miss the playoffs and they're going to finish at best, third in that division. One thing to say, take a step back. That's like from 1 to 2. That's a monumental step back. If they finish third or maybe even fourth and miss the playoffs, I personally, this is how I order the AFC West right now. Chargers 1, Chiefs 2. Raiders 3, Broncos 4. Your order?
Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders.
Wow.
We are quite the opposite outside of number 2.
It's kind of crazy. You're getting into a fight with Leroy Horde and now Lorenzo Neal.
Both gentlemen who would
kick your ass,
pummel me, break me in half.
Real quickly, I got to play you this audio. Leroy Horde, who told us he was listening yesterday, when he heard your jackassery that you would need $500,000 to go use a hot dog as a straw to drink a beer. Leroy Horde heard that. He texted us last night, and then he brought it up on his radio show today where Brendan Tobin loves me. He thinks I'm the best radio host in the country. He goes, wow, that hour number 2 a song, it does suck. I see your brilliance, and I'll never play it again on 790. And you know, I'm just passing along the message. I'm glad to help out Brendan Tobin and be a good company guy and a big Odyssey company guy. However, though, Leroy Horde, he said something on the radio today that's not very nice to my producer extraordinaire, Hot Take Hickey. Listen up. How about that? Dumb producer, Hot Take Hickey. See, Hot Take Hickey, it's nationwide. We've now had multiple people, random callers. Hey, Hot Take Hickey, how you doing? My mother even referencing Hot Take Hickey. People from even in Canada have called in and have called you Hot Take Hickey. Now you have a former NFL running back, a guy that's made the Pro Bowl, saying Hot Take Hickey and called him you being a dumb producer. Any response?
Yeah, I got two questions. Number one, was this when you were on the show?
No.
Classic. I was going to defend you if I was on. I would have fired back and said, Leroy, you're not right.
Oh, I would have. I would have said, that's my guy. He is a dumb guy, but he's my dumb guy. That's what I would have said. But that was not when I was on the show.
Convenient. Number two, I would do it for 500K. I would.
It's a good point.
I did not say I would turn down 500K.
Leroy sounded a little bit dumb there.
I will take the 500K. Yeah, so if anyone wants to pay me, I will do so.
He got the point right, though. He got the main gist of the point right.
I'm not dumb. That's self-respect, right? Self-respect is priceless.
You're not dumb? You're not dumb.
Not being the hot dog guy. I'm not dumb.
You sure?
100%.
You said Penn State was going to the Big Ten championship game.
That was caught up in my feelings.
You also said Carson Wentz emotions. Was going to win the division last year.
Also predicted the Rams to win the Super Bowl. Hmm. Let's go. Let's go. Predicting this year, I'm calling it right now, Broncos winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to be like Renzo Neal.
That's not going to happen.
He's calling his shot, I'm calling mine.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Now, when we start the show, we play my mother saying Hot Take Hickey and then a caller, Adam from Canada, saying Hot Take Hickey. I think we need to add...
I don't think so.
That dumb producer.
Dumb producer. Hickey. I don't think so.
You know what? Checks and balances, I overrule. The executive branch just stepped in. We need that cut up. Can the Chiefs miss the playoffs? I don't think they can. I don't think they will. But Lorenzo Neal thinks they're going to take a massive step back, and he believes they can miss the playoffs. What say you? 855-212-4CBS. That's at Gelb on Twitter and Instagram.